St. Patrick is traditionally associated with the colour green, and his feast day has been described as a joyous explosion of green. Irish priest Father Sean McDonagh is a renowned environmentalist and author of several books on religion and ecology. He says his country's patron saint was green in another sense as well, because Patrick was a man who both loved and respected our natural world.
St. Patrick and the Celtic saints, the Celtic world, for example, was very, very focused on the natural world. In the pre-Celtic tradition, you had the sacred trees, you had the sacred wells. And when Patrick came in, instead of working against that, he basically Christianized them. And you can see it particularly in that lovely prayer of the breastplate of St. Patrick. Here is a man who feels connected. He feels connected to the moon, the sun, the stars. He's connected to the rivers, to all the world around him. All of these are part of his world. And what he does beautifully is he collects this connectedness to the natural world with his understanding of who Jesus is. Christ before me, Christ behind me. In other words, the Christian reality is present in everything that he sees around him. And Celtic Christianity, its heart was that the Christian was a person guided by the two books, the book of nature and the book of the Gospels, and that he was to take both on board when he was actually, or he or she, was trying to understand the Christian life. And I suppose you could end this with the a quotation from a man who was the product of Patrick's Christianity, St. Columban, who actually brought Christianity back to Europe in the 6th century. He died in Bobbio in 615. And in one of his sermons, he makes a very clear point. He says, if you want to know God, see, viscere creatorum creatura. If you want to know God, learn about creation. So I think that could be a motto for us to take from our Christian Celtic saints, that they were people who were intimately aware and knowledgeable about the reality of the natural world. They knew its flowers, they knew its trees, they knew all the other species, the other creatures. They saw them as having worth in themselves, not just having worth in the way that they serve humankind, and that they could themselves give thanks to God, not just for their own being and for their own lives, but for the lives of all these wonderful creatures that are part of their family.
That was Irish priest and renowned environmentalist Father Sean McDonagh.